coming to you with a quick little update here with Dave and...
And with Ted. What's up, Ted?
Hey, not too much, Dave. How you doing?
Very good, very good. How was your New Year, buddy?
My New Year was quite diddly okay doke.
Very good. Very good. Same here. I was really low key though. I didn't even make it to New Year's. I went to bed in 05 and woke up in 06, so I was tired. I was gonna go to see the plan was for me to go to Vegas. But I just things didn't really work out the way that I thought they would, so I ended up staying here and saved some money, but man, sucks, man, getting old. You just staying up past 11:30 is tough. So
well, you're here. We're happy to have you here, and it was awesome to be back. I went and visited with Dave when I was back in California, and we had
an awesome time jamming.
Yeah, we got to catch up, jam a bit, and shoot the shit and talk about some things from the past, like this hot little number that we used to work with named Stephanie.
Yes.
And Dave actually ran back into her. We all used to lifeguard with her, so we got to see her in her, you know, skimpy wimpies, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right. And,
oh, let me tell you guys, fine, fine body with nice little booms and bahs all over. So.
Yes. Very nice.
Bumps and curves and all the good stuff men love.
Yeah, oh, man. Yes.
Well, yes. At least, I guess, 80% of men
love. Yeah, well, I don't know. What is it? Is it pretty much like 4 out of every 5 guys straight, 1 out of every 5 gay? Is that pretty much what the ratio is?
I have no idea.
Let's see it. That sounds good.
All right. You've heard the fact here, folks.
Yep.
It's now science.
That is, yep. Take it as science.
But Dave had an interesting story because he actually ran into Stephanie here not too long ago, and he kind of refreshed me about it. So why don't you give a little run through on this story here, Dave?
Sure, Ted. This is actually a couple months ago, and I was leaving. I went to go swim, and she was on her way to give some lessons to some kid, and
She was going to give him some lessons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's very good at giving lessons. So. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, we were just kind of talking for a little bit before the kids came. And then, you know, turns out she's married now. And, yeah. So I was just like, oh, man.
Man, that's a bummer.
Yep.
Pure bummer.
Oh, well.
Man. You got pretty far along with her, if I don't remember back in the day.
So. You have good memory, Ted.
Dave got to see some hey.
Yeah, you have a very good memory, my friend. So,
well, I have to live vicariously through you in this.
Hey, and I don't mind that at all. I definitely do not mind you doing that at all. But yeah, I mean, so that's part of the thing that went through my head when I saw her, you know. So.
Oh man. But, she looked as good now as she did back then, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, that's... So. She's married. That's a shame. That's a shame, man. That's one less fish in the sea.
I know. So, but, you know, it's all right, buddy. It's okay.
Yeah. So, you slept through New Year's.
You know what? I did. I just could not... I was like... All right. The plan was... plan A was to go to Vegas with one of my friends. And you know, I guess he's still down there right now. He had a great time. I talked to him yesterday, yeah. And it was going to be me and him and his wife's little sister, who was USC.
Okay.
And, yeah, and so...
Sounds good for Dave. Good possibilities for Dave.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely she's cute. So, but it'd be kind of awkward, to say the least. So, you know, because just like a good friend's wife's little sister, kind of creepy. So so yeah, but I don't know if she ended up going or not, so I kind of bagged that plan. And then I was gonna just, you know, there's stuff going on up here, but it was raining. I mean, you guys probably all heard the
flooding
story.
And
yeah,
all sorts of fun stuff,
all sorts of crazy
surfs
stuff.
Surfs up down Main Street.
Seriously, you know, it was like most of the creeks were 10 feet over flood stage.
Wow, that is some flooding.
So it was insane. So, like, I just said, screw it, you know.
For good reason.
Yeah, and I had a couple beers, watched the news on TV, and went to bed. So.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. It was not the most eventful New Year's, but, You know, that's fine. I woke up without a hangover the next day, and I think that was really good.
Well, that's good to hear, man. That's I had to take all of New Year's Day to recover. It took me almost all day to get some food in me.
Been there, done that, buddy.
Yeah, so we were raging, drinking Hard A, and I never drink Hard A, so I was running about acting like a lunatic, and luckily I didn't end up naked and somewhere in the back of a paddy wagon or something. But
you did tell me, Ted, that something kind of funny did happen when you were pouring your Hard A, though.
Oh, yeah, I was walking, and I kind of stumbled, and then I slowly gained momentum and followed my head into a bookshelf.
Yeah, ouch.
So it was like, ooh! And then I was there was karaoke, and I kind of was hoarse the next day from singing so much karaoke without a microphone.
Yeah.
And then I also tried break dancing during Rapper's Delight, and I kind of knocked a little porcelain doll off the shelf.
That's a tough song to dance to, especially if you're rapping and I don't know. I mean, if you have white man syndrome.
Trying to be as fly as a white guy, you know.
Seriously. Do you have WMD? Or, yeah, white man's disease, I guess is what it's called.
I think I do.
So, it's all right, buddy. It's okay, so.
I got to spend the whole weekend gym with a few of the buddies in town, so.
That's cool.
I think we'll just kind of roll out with that and just say, hey, everyone, stay tuned. We'll come up with random posts every month or so.
And thanks for all the downloads there over for the video one that we had for the very last episode.
Yeah, thanks for all the downloads, and thanks to everyone who's written emails and asked if they can still play our or still have their music played.
Yeah.
So definitely dig that, and maybe we'll, if you keep sending in some music, well, we might find some time to put that up.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Happy New Year, everyone.
All right, Happy New Year, Ted.
Happy New Year, Dave, and... here to lead you out is some random mixes of different jams from several of us. You might remember Mike, Chris, and me. So have a good New Year, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, people. Mm-hmm.